pretty quick. You've got 15 minutes.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
My name's Bob Vickery. I'm the town assessor.
Okay.
Okay, this is the board.
I think I emailed
you at
one point.
We're going to go around and introduce ourselves in a minute.
Okay.
But just to give you the explanation of what's going to happen.
Sure.
We'll introduce ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have 15 minutes to state why you feel your assessment needs to be changed.
Okay.
The board will have questions for you or have questions for me. And then they'll deliberate and we'll send you a notice within 14 days at the close of the meetings.
Okay.
Not this meeting, but the close of the entire meetings.
Okay.
Okay. Right now it's like July 8th or something. So 14 days after that. But you'll get your decision in the mail and you can appeal the decision to the Board of Civil Authorities if you disagree with their decision.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so we'll go around the room.
Hi, I'm Andrew. I'm the assistant assessor.
Gary Barrows.
Bob Vickery, town assessor.
Angela McDonald. Charlotte, sorry.
Great.
This is being recorded as well, open meeting situation.
So I'm just going to go over a timetable. We moved in to 21 Brighton Lane in Colchester, July of 2024. We closed at $147,000. It was listed at $134,000. There was a bidding war to get that home because there was a housing shortage. Then we received our tax bill. Taxes were at $75,200. That's for 2024 and 2025. I have that right here. This is my actual bill. We rent the lot from Westbury Mobile Home Park. Every year they give us a form, the LRC 147. It is basically what we provide to our accountant. If you have five or more tenants to report, you're required to e-file mytax.vermont.gov. We present this to our tax accountant every year. So we've received two because we moved in 2024. And basically, that is at 404, so $404. We pay them $542 a month, and that's to rent the lot. So I have two of those. And then the only changes we made to that home that required a permit was putting a shed. It was a replacement shed on the property, again, on a lot that we rent. And I do have the certificate of occupancy, which I know you have as well. It was a 8.5-foot by 12.5 foot shed. And then in April of this year, our next door neighbor sold their two bedroom, two bath home. We're kind of like on the same lot for $65,000. I received from Bob an email basically showing how you came to the assessment amount of $151,000 on our home. And so it looks like you were looking at a list of sales from 2024 through January 2026. The 95 Shannon Road next door to us that sold for $65,000 did not make it on that list. I'm not sure why. Since then, currently we have also seen, I just looked at the market today and it looks like 104 Lexington Road, two bedroom, one bath is up for sale for $70,000. Also, I saw 95 Walden is up for sale right now for $125,000, two bed, one bath. We pay insurance for our home. The replacement costs on our home is a 2008 single wide, two bedroom, two bath. The replacement is only $110,000. But the tax assessment that you recently sent us is $151,000. So that's basically all I have.
A lot.
Very thorough.
Did I make the 15 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
What
was your replacement cost
again?
$110,000. And I have shopped around for different insurance companies, but for mobile homes, they basically use Foremost, and I mean, you'll use like a different office, but they always goes to the Monopoly Foremost, and apparently they're only going to give us 110 for that replacement cost. So I guess what we would like to see is more of a fair assessment. I'm realizing that it would go up if you haven't done an assessment in like 13 years, but 151 seems like a really big jump. We were only there 2 years and we went from 65,000 to 151. Basically, we'd like to like meet somewhere that would make more sense. I think 110,000 for what the replacement cost is for the home sounds more fair. Plus, we haven't done anything else to the home.
And what did you pay for it?
147. It was listed at 134, and you know, of course, didn't really want to pay that, but we had to basically negotiate and have an offer, and in order to get that home.
Yeah. That's the challenge of fair market value today.
Yeah.
Versus 16 years ago.
Oh yeah.
2011.
Yeah. And also seeing these homes that sold prior, I do understand a lot of them were more updated too.
Or larger.
That was also during the pandemic, right after the pandemic, and there's a housing shortage, and it's just been, yeah, it's interesting. Now I'm seeing it come down in the park. 65,000 next door to us is like kind of crazy.
Do you know the age of that unit?
Yeah, I think I have that right here.
So age and condition make such a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yours was a 2007.
2008, and there's no updates at all.
That's all right. Can you give me that address
again? Yeah, 95 Shannon.
95 Shannon.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep, sure. Oh, yeah, it's right here. Sorry.
1985. Yeah. So considerably older than yours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that fair market value is what assessments are based on for this year, and that's the hard part.
Mm. Yeah, it's very hard, yep.
Because the market has been explosive.
Spread of mobile home sales. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way we'd be able to sell for 151. I know that for a fact, especially when they're all coming down, and my next door neighbor sold for 65. Even though it was older, it's such a vast difference.
One sells for $40,000, my next door sells for $110,000.
Mm-hmm.
They're both the same, roughly the same age. So, you know, that's within a month apart. That's
The hard part. A dilemma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the more we have more sales over $100,000 than we do under $100,000.
Mm-hmm. Are we taxed on the lot?
So, this is changing this year.
Okay.
Okay, so there is a statute in Title 11 for mobile home zoning co-ops where the cooperative common land and facilities get assessed, and that value gets divided up and added to the mobile home value. So we did do that. So the combined lot value or site value in the mobile home is around $200,000. But then we're not going to tax the mobile home park. So they don't get a tax bill. So it's a direct tax to you from the town, as opposed to going to the mobile home park and then the mobile home park increasing your lot rents to pay for that tax. So the reason the state legislature did that was so that you could apply for your homestead declaration on the site itself. So park pays the non-residential tax rate, which is much higher, right? And which gets passed to you. Now, the way it's done now, you'll be paying a non-residential rate on that site. You'll be paying it directly to the town as opposed to the park, and the park paying the town.
So we've only paid, I guess I'm following you, and then I'm confused about, we've only paid the park $542 a month. That's our rent. And with that being said, now we have an additional cost from the town for part of that lot tax.
Well, because it's a co-op, the co-op, you can vote to lower their lot rates because now the co-op is not paying taxes.
On the common land.
So part of the 542 that you're paying.
Okay, see, I see. Okay, so you're giving it to the park to figure this out. I get it. And then.
We're going to be half because that's the dealers.
Came from Montpelier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's not like we mm-hmm. have a choice.
But can I ask a question, Bob? So that's to benefit them from the standpoint of your homestead exemption, which rolls into the prebate mm-hmm. situation. Prior to that, they were not liable for a prebate?
Well, not. So they were if the value of the mobile home and the taxes on the mobile home, but only on the building.
Got it.
Not
right?
on the
now
property,
it's
not on
the building
land.
And the site.
Right.
So because your assessed value increases, your the available money to reduce your tax bill is greater.
Okay.
So and the park does not benefit from that at all. So this allows you, owners, to mm-hmm. benefit from that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you're so, highly organized. Maybe you can run a committee.
to reduce your rents.
Well, we have someone on a legislator, Gail Pesa, so she'll fight for us.
So in theory, the park pays the non-residents rate. They don't get any benefit from it. They give it to you in the lot rent. Your lot rent should go down by that amount.
Mm.
But because it's now homesteaded,
right.
you can apply for the income sensitivity. You actually pay less to the town. So, in theory, the overall payment mm-hmm. is going to be less.
Okay. So, 151,000. You're not even, when you figure that in, saying that we have an updated home. This is just not updated. Is that what you went off? You're just going off of past homes that sold?
We're going off the sales of the homes, yeah. Taking an average of that base price.
I mean, I get how you do it. I just think it's a little, I mean, we've lived in condos before and it, we've always seen it happen where it's, did you do any updates? And I mean, it just seems funny to me, but you have an older mobile home at that, just that's not updated, that it would go up so much.
It's the market that's gone up.
So it's fair market value.
So
you can make adjustments for condition of the mobile home.
Okay.
So if somebody's gone in and renovated their mobile home, they should be in good or very good condition, or even excellent condition
mm-hmm.
For a 20-year-old mobile home. If they haven't done anything, they'll be going to be in average condition.
Mm-hmm.
If there's some clear deferred maintenance and the home is not being well maintained, then we would go to fair or poor condition.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to change that assessment. But
okay.
I think we have U.S. average.
Yeah. When is the next assessment happening?
2032. Mm-hmm. So by state statute, we have to do it every 6 years from now on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, good to know. I think, unless you have anything more from us. I think we're good.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.